Kateri gumb pa pritisnem?
Tisti, na katerem piše OFF.
Izrael izvede zračni napad na Gazo. Operacija bratov Varuh po najdbi treh trupel zaključena. Predsednik Ukrajine Porošenko: napadli in osvobodili bomo naše ozemlje. Staroselsko ljudstvo Ači po pravno zadoščenje v Argentino. In še v premogovniku Velenje spontana stavka. Izraelska vojska je odkrila trupla treh prebivalcev nezakonitega naselja Kfar Ecion, ležečega na okupiranem ozemlju, izginulih pred 18 dnevi. Od začetka iskalne operacije, imenovane Bratov Varuh, je bilo aretiranih 400 ljudi, več tisoč palestinskih domov je bilo preiskanih, nekaj je bilo povsem uničenih. Le nekaj ur po odkritju je vojska z zračnimi napadi bombardirala 34 tarč v Gazi, sama zatrjuje, da kot povračilni ukrep izstreljenim raketam iz Gaze. Po izrednem srečanju izraelskega vrha, ki je sledil odkritju ubitih najstnikov, je namestnik zunanjega ministra Tzachi Hanegbi izjavil, navajamo: ne vem, koliko Hamasovih voditeljev bo preživelo noč. Konec navedka. Spomnimo, izraelska vlada na za umore bremeni Hamas, na vkljub obljubam, da bo postregla z dokazi, pa javnosti ti še niso bili predočeni. Dogovor o prekinitvi ognja med ukrajinskimi silami in proruskimi separatisti se je včeraj iztekel. Le nekaj ur kasneje pa je predsednik države Petro Porošenko napovedal, navajamo: napadli in osvobodili bomo naše ozemlje. Odločitev, da ne nadaljujemo s prekinitvijo ognja, je naš odgovor teroristom. Konec navedka. Štiričlanski pogovori med Francijo, Rusijo, Nemčijo in Porošenkom včeraj tako niso obrodili sadov. Marsikdo pa tudi dvomi v uspešnost vojaške akcije, saj doslej ukrajinske sile niso uspele prevzeti kontrole nad mestom Slovjansk in tremi mejnimi prehodi z Rusijo. V konfliktu je doslej umrlo približno 400 ljudi. V širšo domovino. Evropski parlament bo še naprej vodil nesojeni kandidat za evropskega komisarja Martin Schulz, za katerega je glasovalo 409 od 751 poslancev na prvem sklicu novo izvoljenih parlamentarcev. V nagovoru je Schulz v oziru do izbora predsedujočega Evropski komisiji vzneseno izjavil, navajamo: v Evropski uniji ni hierarhije, mi smo vzvod demokratične legitimnosti. Grčija je predala vajeti predsednikovanja Evropski uniji Italiji. Ta bo unijo vodila naslednjih 6 mesecev, ob prevzemu pa je bila tudi obdarovana. Komisarka za notranje zadeve Cecilia Malmström je državi dodelila 4 milijone evrov pomoči za voljo nastanitve beguncev na italijanskem ozemlju. Malmström je še dodala: trudimo se in iščemo še druge poti za še znatnejšo pomoč. Članice Evropske unije so v večji meri nenaklonjene vzpostavitvi mandata javnega tožilca na nivoju celotne unije, kot ga je predlagala Evropska komisija. Nizozemska se je izpostavila kot glavna nasprotnica namere, vlada pa je celo imenovala od poslanca liberalne stranke Arda van der Štura za novačenje podpore širom širše domovine. Čemu nasprotujejo to vrstnemu mandatu več van der Štur?
Well, a large majority of the Dutch parliament believes that investigation and prosecution is a responsibility of the national authorities and not of Europe. We also feel that there is an insufficient definition of the competence of the proposed European Public Prosecutor's Office, and we feel that there's a lack of democratic, let's call it parliamentary control and oversight. So there are many, there are also many other problems with it. We think that the proposal is rather vague. It's not very clear to what the exact boundaries are and other issues, but these are the main problems.
Kakšne pristojnosti naj bi imel javni tožilec na nivoju Unije po mnenju Nizozemske?
Now, what we do recognize, and that is a majority of our parliament, recognizes that fraud with EU subsidies and grants is a grave problem. It is estimated that at least 500 million euros every year are subject of fraud in the European Union, and of course fraud undermines the trust in the European Union. So it is important that these crimes are effectively investigated, prosecuted, and eventually brought to justice. So what we think is that an European Public Prosecuting Office could be interesting, first as a body that oversees what the activities are of the member states, of the national authorities of the member states, to combat this form of crime, to instruct the member states if that is necessary, and if a member state decides not to pursue, not to investigate, not to prosecute, then a European Public Prosecutor's Office could have a function, then it could take over that prosecution or that investigation and then could do it themselves.
Tudi v Makedoniji si vlada Nikole Gruevskega želi drugačnega pravnega reda, sicer takšnega, ki ne bi spremenil ničesar. Le utrdil bi tradicionalne vrednote v ustavi in še nadalje zanikal obstoj ljubezni med ljudmi istega spola. Skratka, v ustavo bi uvedli pravilo, da je zakonska zveza mogoča le med žensko in moškim. Več David Mickovič iz Skopske pravne fakultete.
To ni nova inicijativa, znači pre 7 ili 8 mjeseci u parlamentu je već bila podnešena inicijativa za promjenu makedonskog ustava i ova promjena bi bila u pravcu da se u ustavu unese odredba da je brak zajednica između jednog muškarca i jedne žene. Takvo rješenje već postoji u porodičnom zakonu Republike Makedonije. Tako da prema našem porodičnom zakonodavstvu brak može biti isključen samo između dva lica različitog pola, znači između muškarca i žene. Međutim, ova vlada želeći na neki način da učvrsti ovaj koncept braka, želi da preduzmete ustavne promjene, znači da se u ustav Makedonije unese ova odredba da se brak može isključiti samo između jednog muškarca i jedne žene. Sad kako će završiti ta inicijativa, to ne bi mogao da kažem u ovom momentu, zbog toga što je ona prethodna inicijativa propala, znači nije dobila predviđenu većinu u parlamentu zbog toga što se ustav može promijeniti samo sa apsolutnom dvotrećinskom većinom u makedonskom parlamentu. Međutim, ovo je jedno političko pitanje koje jedna konzervativna desno orijentisana vlada postavlja kao neki prioritet sada u ovom narednom periodu, mada ja nisam baš siguran da je to neko prioritetno pitanje koje zaslužuje ovakvu pažnju kao što se pridaje tom pitanju danas.
Staroselsko ljudstvo Ače, živeče na vzhodu Paragvaja, je v Argentini podalo tožbo proti Paragvaju zaradi genocida, ki je potekal v 60. in 70. letih prejšnjega stoletja. Več o genocidu in razlogih zanj David Mazower iz organizacije Survival International.
The Ache live in the forests of eastern Paraguay and lived there for a very long time and were basically fine until the 1950s when there was an increasing degree of colonization of their lands by farmers and settlers and cattle ranchers who started penetrating into their territory and cutting down the forest. And, of course, the Aceh resisted this. And it led to a huge amount of conflict between the two groups. And the response from the settlers and farmers who were starting to invade this area was very aggressive and very violent. And they would mount raiding parties to go into the forest to find Aceh. Many Aceh were killed and many others were brought out of the forest by force to what was called a reservation, but was really a kind of slave colony. And when the reports about this started to emerge, various organizations like Survival International investigated, and various experts on humanitarian affairs and legal experts went to the area to investigate, and their reports really exposed this and brought it to full international attention and made clear that this was a real genocide that was going on. And so Survival International and many other organizations campaigned, obviously, for this to stop, and to a certain extent these were successful in that the worst atrocities did stop. But, of course, the invasion and colonization of the Aceh's territory is today pretty much complete, and almost all the forest that the Aceh lived in has been destroyed.
Ljudstvo Ače se je odločilo, da tožbo poda v Argentini. Zakaj v Argentini in ne Paragvaju, kjer se je genocid izvajal?
The Aceh feel that they cannot get justice in their own country, partly because many of the people in power in Paraguay are very closely linked to the wealthy landowners who own most of the land in eastern Paraguay. Many of them are congressmen. The president himself is very closely linked to those interests. And so they feel that it would be impossible for them to get justice. And I think above all, what they want is probably recognition of this genocide, because it's never been recognized as such in Paraguay. Very few people have ever been brought to trial or faced the consequences of what happened to the Aceh. Using what's called this principle of universal jurisdiction, and with the help of this well-known Spanish judge, Baltasar Garzón, who has initiated similar cases elsewhere, they have brought this case in Argentina.
Kakšni usodi je ljudstvo prepuščeno danes?
They live impoverished lives in several small communities in the area where they have always lived, but there is only one large area of forest left in that region, and that is that has been made into a kind of national reserve, a forest reserve. The Aceh have some rights to use that area for hunting and gathering and so on, but they don't have any real control over it, and all the rest of the forest, or almost all the rest of the forest, has gone, so they are much less able to feed themselves than they were before, of course. So, like most Paraguayan Indians, they now form a very impoverished and destitute kind of underclass.
Slovenia will try to help.
We can.
Slovenia will.
And we will.
Do our utmost to
solve our problem ourselves. And we will.
Make further steps as soon as the conditions are met.
News from Slovenia.
We know how and we will.
T Moldavije je v premogovniku Velenje 300 delavcev pričelo spontanim štrajkom. Pogajanja z vodstvom pa še niso obrodila sadov. Glavni vzrok za štrajk je neizplačilo regresa, vendar rudarji ne pristajajo tudi na 10-odstotno znižanje plač in odvzem 3 dni dopusta. Sindikat premogovnika ne vodi štrajka vsled pravnih formalnosti, komentira sindikalist Ferdinand Žerak.
Mi nismo proti te stavke, jo podpiramo, ampak ne moremo je voditi. Ker v skladu z zakonom o stavki in pravili sindikata SPES, mi moramo stavko napovedati, mi se moramo vršiti pogajanja. Tu je dejansko rudarski štrajk, kar je druga oblika in tega sindikat ne more voditi. Lahko se v zakonu o stavki vključi v pogajanja, če bo katera od sprti strani to predlagala.
Off je pripravil Janković.